Booker's Hope, good morning, everyone. We're going to move over just for a little bit to the laws, some laws related to Purim, some in Tuf Resh, Sadi Dalid, 694, the laws of Dinmos Purim La'aniyim, the laws of Matanos La'avyonim. Chaber tells us, Chayiv Adam Litein L'pachos Shnei Matanos L'Shnei Aniyim. Excuse me. The halacha is every person on Purim needs to give a minimum of two gifts to two poor people. The Mishnah Berurah tells us this is bein ish bein isha, whether it's a man or a woman, you have a chiyuv, you have an obligation to give this. Even if you yourself are poor, you have a chiyuv of giving matanos lavyonim, gifts to the poor. So the halacha is you have to give two matanos l'shnei aniyim, two gifts to two poor people. The Mishnah Berurah points out, really quotes the Ritva, how much is a matana? What does it mean, a gift to a poor person? So the Ritva says, afilu shtei prutos. It could be that the minimum is, what does it mean, a gift? It means a pruta. Pruta is the most minimal value in halacha, a nickel, a quarter, and it could be that's the minimum amount. He then quotes, he says, however, od kasav, he then continues that it appears near a li, l'chiyot tzarech liten la'evyon davar haroy lehenos menu bepurim. What he suggests, he thinks it could be that the minimum amount is the minimum amount that someone would have benefit to enjoy on Purim. Maichal omos shiuchal hotzi b'Purim. It seems to be understood is that they can actually use it to buy something of a gift on Purim. It's hard to know exactly what the minimum is. I've heard different shiurim is it's maybe $16. I've heard $20, something to that effect. Is you know, it's like, let's say $8 per person, which would mean a total of 16 or 20. So you should give probably $20. You'll be safe to fulfill this higher level of the Ritva. But again, it should be noted it's every person. So it's you, your wife, if you have children of age, they should, or even of not age, you should be mechanechem to give right around that amount. For Matanos Lavyonim, just as an aside, if you'd like to participate in the Kolos Matanos Lavyonim, please give myself, the easiest thing would give me either a check or cash. If you want a Zelle, that's also okay. The Kolos website, if you go to the website, lasvegaskol.org, under the donate page, you'll see a drop down for Matanos Lavyonim. Don't use that on Purim, please, because it just makes it complicated to keep track of what goes out. Because the halacha is you're supposed to really give out the money, which we do on Purim. So please, if you want to participate, you can do that. Now, the Ramah tells us, Yesh orim sheyesh litzin kodim Purim machatzis min ha'matbea kavua ba'osamakom va'osasman. There is a tradition to give before Purim a half of the coin that's established in that country during that time. Why? If you recall, as we laid a week and a half ago, Parshas Shkalim, the Beis HaMikdash's fiscal year began on Nisan, the beginning of Nisan, so they used to collect a tax, as it were, of a machatzis ha-shekel, a half of a shekel for each person, would give a half a shekel every Adar, and that money was used for the communal tamid, the tamid offering that was brought every day, so that was sort of like a mini tax. So we, as a zecher, as a remembrance of that, we read Parshas Shkalim a week and a half ago, and there's a tradition to give a machatzis ha-shekel, a half of a coin that's used in that particular country. We give that during the month of Adar. Since it says the word truma three times in that parsha, yesh litein shalosh. The tradition is because it says truma three times. If you recall, Rashi tells us that in the first year that they had this machatzis ha-shekel, they actually had to give three half shkalim for various other purposes, even though that was a one-time thing. The halacha is, the minhag is that we give half of that denomination that's used in your country. Yesh litein b'leil Purim. The tradition is that people give it at Purim evening, kodem shemispala mincha, before we daven mincha, which really means on Tainus Esther. That's what we do, and that's what we do. And the Dirshu brings that even in a year like this, where Tainus Esther is pushed to Thursday, we do half dollars, and you should give three half dollars. We'll have a plate, and you can donate at mincha. This is tradition in everywhere. There's a difference of opinion what the youngest of age should, some say 20, some say 13. Others say even little children should give, or even a woman who's pregnant should give, and there are those who say even women should give. But everyone should follow their tradition. This is an ancient minhag that's been accepted for many generations. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.